We are in Sefer HaTanya, Perek Lamed Dalet. Perek Lamed Dalet. Till in Perek Lamed Gimel, the Tanya, Zechuto Tagen Aleinu, was talking about this limud is Leilui Nishmat Estela Esther Bat Rivka. Alei Hashalom. Toda Rabah. The Baal HaTanya was talking about the simcha, the joy of deep emunah in Hashem, when a person remembers and puts deep into his heart that let atar panui mineh, there is no space that is vacant from Hashem and there is nothing else besides Him. And that's how he makes his mind a home for Hashem, to be a host for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And also to remember how Hashem rejoices in that. That gives us simcha also, to know that we're giving simcha to Hashem, kibyachol. That was Lamed Gimel. The question is, how we sustain that? How do we sustain this level of being a dira batachtonim, a place of a dwelling place for Hashem in this world? So here in Perek Lamed Daled, the Baal HaTanya goes back to our roots, and he explains in three stages of our history the way of making a mishkan for Hashem. Listen to this. V'hineh muda'at zot. This is well known. By the way, you should know that all the words of this holy sefer is all built on psukim. Every word, even hineh muda'at zot. Which he means, and it's known. But it's built on a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Iyov that says it in such a fancy way. People don't realize. Every word here is some pasuk or something. V'hineh muda'at zot she'ha'avot hen ha'merkava. We all know the Avot HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Rabotah, we don't realize what these people were. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were Merkava LaShechina. They were the chariot for Hashem. They were the ones who, you know, held the chariot, carrying Hashem in the world. How? What did they do that they deserve to be called Merkava? Shekol Yemehem, listen to this, this is without exaggeration. Shekol Yemehem Le'olam. Lo hivsiku afilu sha'a ahat milekasher da'atam venishmatam leribon ha'olamim bebitul hanal leyehudo yitbarach. Our Avot HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, all their days of their lives, and by the way, it means also Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea. Lo hivsiku afilu sha'a ahat. They didn't stop even for one moment to bind their mind, to have their mind connected and their neshama connected with Ribon HaOlamim in the bitul that we spoke about, the nullification of oneself when he remembers Yichudo Yitbarach, that everything is Hashem. There's nothing else besides Him. They didn't stop thinking about that for one minute. Ve'ahareihem kol ha-nevi'im. Now, after them, all the Nevi'im subsequently who came afterwards, kol echad lefi madregat nishmato ve'asagato, each one according to his level of his neshama, of his intellect, also the constant remembrance and thinking and focus about Hashem. Umadregat Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom hi ha'ola al kulana. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was the highest, was avi kol ha-Nevi'im, שאמרו עליו דר חזל סי שכינה מדברת מתוך גרונו של משה. That the Shekhinah already was speaking from the vocal cords of Moshe Rabbeinu, were the vocal cords of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Shekhinah HaKadoshah. So up until Har Sinai, the Dira Batachtonim was where? In the minds of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu, with a constant thinking about Him. Ume'en ze zachu Yisrael b'ma'amad Har Sinai. Now, to some degree, Am Yisrael merited to have that state, that elevated state of mind, when they stood by Har Sinai. Rak she'lo yachlu lisbol. But they couldn't contain it. They weren't able to continue to be on such a level of the elevated mind, constant, like Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, like Moshe Rabbeinu. When they stood by Har Sinai, they experienced it. But they couldn't hold on to it. Like the Gemara says in Shabbat Pechet, She'al kol dibu parcha nishmatam. That every time Hashem said a word in Aseret HaDibrot, their neshama went out. Nafshi yatz'a v'daberot, like we say in Shir HaShirim. They weren't able to hold it. She'hu inyan bitul b'metziut hanal. This is the matter of bitul ha-metziut, of the nullification of one's identity when he realizes that it's all or en sof baruch hu. Lachen miyad amar lahem. Therefore, listen to this, Rabotai. This is why, after Matan Torah, what was the first thing that Hashem commanded? To build the Mishkan. Because Hashem understood, of course, it's impossible for the people to constantly be in a state of elevated intellect, focused absolutely 100% on bitul towards Yichudo Yidbarach. That's very hard for human beings to sustain. So you know what Hashem said? Here comes stage two. Miyad amar lahem la'asot mishkan, kodshei ha-kodashim le'ashra'at shechinato. Therefore Hashem commanded to build the mishkan, which in it there was the kodesh ha-kodashim, where the shechinah would dwell, shehu gilu yichudo yitbarach kemo sheyitba'er lekaman, as will be explained more. That was a revelation of the oneness of Hashem in this world. A person came to the Mishkan, there was nothing else but him. There was nothing else by Hashem, but Hashem. So that was stage two. All throughout the time, when we had the Mishkan, when we had the Beit HaMikdash, Dira B'Tachtonim was where? Was in the Mishkan, was in the Kodesh HaKodashim. A person went there and he received this revelation, this Yichudo Yitbarach, this Bitul HaMetziut, somewhat of what Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov felt every time, every moment in their life. Imagine. Umi Sheharav, now we come to stage three in our history. Umi Sheharav Beit HaMikdash. Now what? Now what? When there's no Beit HaMikdash, where is the Dira B'Tachtonim? Now what's going to be? Now listen to this, Rabotai. En la Kadosh Baruch Hu be'olamo mishkan u'machon neshivto hu yechudo yitbarach. Hashem doesn't have a place in this world, a mishkan or a mikdash, where the yechudo yitbarach should dwell. Ela arba amot shel halacha. It's in the four cubits of halacha. When a person learns the Torah, shehu retzono yitbarach v'chokhmato. What's the Torah? The Torah, what's a halacha? You open up a Shulchan Aruch and you learn a halacha. What are we learning? We're learning retzono yitbarach v'chokhmato. We are learning His pure, undiluted will and His wisdom. Hamelubashim, that are, take on the appearance of the halachot ha'aruchot lefanenu. Each and every halacha is gilui yichudo yitbarach. Each and every halacha that goes into our mind becomes a dira for the Shekhinah Yitbarach, batachtonim down here below. Ve'lachen, and therefore, achar she'yamik ha'adam machshavto b'inyan bitul hanal kefi yecholto. Therefore, after a person meditates in Yichudo Yitbarach, when a person sets aside some time, a few moments, to think, like we learned in Perek Lamed Gimel, to think about the oneness of Hashem, and that there's nothing besides Him. After that, Zot yashiv elibo. The following the person should think. Ki mihiyot katan sikhli v'shoresh nishmati mehachil lihiyot merkava u'mishkan liyichudo yitbarach v'emet lamito. Unfortunately, being that my mind is too small, the root of my neshama is too inadequate from being able to contain, to be a merkava, to be a mishkan, a constant dwelling place for Yichudo Yitbarach. Me'achar delet machashava dili tfisa u'maseget bo Yitbarach klal u'klal shum hasaga ba'olam. Because my mind is not able to fathom, to grasp Hashem. Ve'lo shemetz minhu me'asagat ha'avot ha'nevi'im. And not even a speck of what the avot and what the nevi'im were able to understand in their mind. Ilezot, therefore, eselo mishkan umechon neshivto. I shall build for him a mishkan. How do we build a mishkan? Hu aesek betalmud Torah. Let me sit down and learn. כפי הפנאי שלי בקביעות עתים ביום ובלילה, whenever I can, כפי הפנאי שלי, whenever I have time to learn in the day and in the night, כדעתא ניתנה לכל אחד ואחד בהלכות תלמוד תורה. The measure that is prescribed for each person in הלכות תלמוד תורה. You go to work, okay, so this is a number of hours you have to learn. וכמאמר רבותינו, אפילו פרק אחד שחרית. As חכמים said, even the one פרק of שמה שחרית and פרק of שמה in ערבית is also considered והגית בו יומם ולילה. ובזה ישמח ליבו ויגל ויתן הודעה על חלקו בשמחה וטוב לבב. With that, when he makes a promise in his mind that he's going to use his spare time to learn Torah, he should rejoice on his lot. על שזכה להיות ושפזכן לגבורה פעמיים בכל יום. You hear this, רבותיי? That we are זוכת to be a host for the בורא עולם in our mind at least twice a day. כפי העת והפנאי שלו, כמיסת ידו אשר ירחיב השם לו, in accordance with how much time Hashem gave him. ואם ירחיב השם לו עוד, and he should further think, a person should not be complacent and say, well, okay, so I have 1 hour, so that's the 1 hour. He should always have in mind that 1 hour is temporary. It's only as long as I only have 1 hour. But if the day will come when I will have more than 1 hour, azai tehar yadayim yosif ometz umachashava tova mitzarfa kadosh baruch hu lemase. I promise that when I have more time, I will dedicate more time to make my mind the mishkan for Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that machashava, he sees that will, and Hashem considers it like you did it. וגם שאר היום כולו שעוס... Now, what about the rest of the time of the day where a person is not learning? וגם שאר היום כולו שעוסק במסע ומתן יהיה מכון לשבטו יתברך בנתינת הצדקה שייתן מיגיעו. If a person is able at least to give some tzedakah from the money that he makes throughout the hours of the day that he's not learning, that's also making himself a mishkan for Hashem in this world, because after all, shehi mimidotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mahu rachum afu rachum afata terachu. Just giving tzedakah is a midah of Hashem, of compassionate. So therefore, if a person behaves with compassion, he's becoming a mishkan for Hashem. Not the same as the time when he's learning the Torah, but at least it's something. He's clinging to one of the midot of Hashem. וכמו שכתוב בתיקונים, as we say in פתח אליהו, חסד דרועה ימינה. חסד is the right hand of Hashem. ואף שאינו נותן אלא חומש. Now, you might ask, well, I'm only giving tzedakah 1/5. I'm only giving 1/5. What about the other 4? הרי החומש מעלה עמו כל הארבע ידות לשם להיות מכון לשבטו יתברך. You hear this beautiful חידוש from the Baal HaTanya? He says, when you give 1/5 out of your money to tzedakah, you are thereby elevating the other 4/5. Even those 4/5 that you're going to be using for yourself, you elevated them. You brought a tikkun to them because of that 1/5 that you brought. He says, from where do I know this? Kanoda ma'amar rabotenu, as chachamim tell us, mitzvah tzedakah shkula keneged kol hakorbanot. Tzedakah, the mitzvah of tzedakah, is tantamount to the mitzvah of bringing the korbanot. ובקורבנות היה כל החי עולה לשם על ידי בהמה אחת. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person brought one animal as a korban, what he did was he brought a tikkun to the whole entire species of that animal. And so when a person gives tzedakah, so when he gives tzedakah from this money, he is elevating the money that he has in his pocket for himself. And that money also becomes a mishkan. Not that it becomes Ekdesh, no. But it is elevated to be a Mishkan for Hashem. Al yedei shenotnin tzedakah, ken, lo rak bakupa, ela kol pam sheadam noten tzedakah, ken. Al yedei netinat tzedakah hu ma'ale et kol kaspo lihiyot bedarga shel Mishkan lakadosh baruch hu ba'olam hazeh. Vekol atzah... Right, we all know 20% is the mitzvah tzedakah. Mivazbez al yivazbez yoter min hachomesh. Vekol hatzomeach al yedei yisaron solet echad balul b'shemen. With that measure of Isaron Solet, a fine flour that was brought in the Korban, he brought up, he was metaken all the tzomeach, all the plants. Umilvad ze, besides this, hare bishata Torah ve'atefila, besides this, here's another way. At the time when he's learning and when he's praying, ole l'Hashem kol ma she'achal v'shata v'ne'ena me'arba ha'yadot li'bri'ut gufo kemo she'itba'er le'kaman. Hare, what energy is a person using when he's praying, when he's learning? The energy of what he ate, what he drank, what he slept, everything that he did, he's using it for Hashem now. So that's another way of how he is ma'ale, how he is bringing a tikkun to the 4/5 that he did not give as tzedakah. So one way, by the giving of tzedakah of the fifth, and the other way is by using the energy of the 4/5 for avodat Hashem. V'hine b'chol pirte mine semachot ha'nefesh anal, en mehem meni'a lihiyot nivze be'enav nim'as ve'lev nishbar ve'ruach nemucha b'sh'at ha'simcha mamash. Here he said, he ends off, by the way, this ended a series of parakim that we spoke about the emotions of a person, of how to keep simcha in the heart. And here he says concluding words, he says that in all these types of simcha that we spoke about that have to do with the nefesh, there is no contradiction. On one hand, to know the lowliness of the person, mitzad aguf, and yet the happiness of the nefesh. Me'achar ki heyoto nivze be'enav hu mitzad aguf, ve'nefesh ha'ba'amit. The nivze be'enav, the lowliness is from the physicality of the person. Ve'heyoto be'simcha hu mitzad ha'nefesh ha'elokit. But the rejoicing is from the side of the nefesh ha'elokit ve'nitzotz elakut ha'milubash b'le'achayota, that spark of godliness that we have. Like it says, kai gavna ita b'zohar, like the statement in the Zohar, b'chiyat ki'a b'libay misitrada, v'chedva teki'a b'libay misitrada. In the Zohar HaKadosh, Rabbi Lazar, beno shel Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was explaining something very deep in the Zohar. He was explaining something very deep, and it was something about the Chorban Bet HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was explaining the secrets of the destruction of the Bet HaMikdash. And Rabbi Lazar, his son, when he heard these secrets, he said, I have a contradiction of feelings in my heart. From one side, Bechiyat Ki'a Belibai, there is a crying that is stuck in my heart because of what I'm hearing about the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. V'chedvati ki'a b'libay misitrada. But on the other side, I have such a joy of what I just heard about the Beit HaMikdash. So you see, it's possible for a Jew to have on one hand bechiya, and on the other hand chedva at the same time. One is mitzad haguf, and one is mitzad hanefesh. He's going to speak more, b'zat Hashem, in Perek Lamed He, how to develop this simcha. אבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה מצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר. אמן.